Chris Rhea.
Rhea on KNBR 68 and Fool, if you think it's over. Well, good morning to you, Mike Clary, for the next couple of hours, anyway, of the Frank Dilts Show. He's on his way to jury duty, which is kind of interesting, because if you think about it, we were born to talk, not listen. And it's going to drive him crazy. I'll pin him up in that little box and say, okay, open your ears and shut your mouth. And he doesn't know a command like that. It'll just drive him right out of his mind. We've got some good news coming up from Peter Laufer in a couple of minutes, and maybe we can get good news out of Hap Harper for traffic. So let's go up to Hap and find out what's going on. Good morning, Happiness.
Hello. I have good news and bad news, depending upon where you are. If you're leaving the Livermore Valley now, that traffic is really thinned out, doing a real good commute all the way past Castro Valley and onto the MacArthur Freeway. However, the bad news is if you're continuing on down to the Nimitz Freeway, just after you pass the MacArthur, traffic slows down, then a very slow merge onto the Nimitz. Northbound Nimitz looking pretty good through Hayward, however, still very slow. It's been slow all morning coming up about the Niles Alvarado Road. That area really slow. By the time you pass Industrial Tennyson, why it starts moving out. Weather going to be beautiful. That's also good news.
Ah, that's great. You've heard of the comedian Steve Martin?
Sure, everybody is.
He has a line called, "He's a wild and crazy guy."
Uh-huh.
Just say that for me, and it's a nice lead into the commercial. I better say goodbye to you, too.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, now let's hear it.
What do you want, the goodbye?
No, I want
he's
this.
He's a wild and crazy guy.
And he's talking about Jim Troncatti. He has the brand new Pontiac AMC, GMC. I believe he doesn't know he bought an AMC. He's got a GMC dealership in Gordon Madera. Now, Jim is new to the area, but not the car business. His reputation has been the lowest prices and the best service, as well as his good looks. Jim Troncatti can beat anybody's price. Now, to buy or to lease any new Pontiac or GMC truck, get yourself one wild and crazy deal from Jim Troncatti Pontiac GMC at the Corte Madera exit on 101 between Sausalito and San Rafael if you're coming from Pismo Beach. It's 8:14, 14 minutes past 8 at KNBR 68.
But, sir, you're the mayor of Herndon City.
The 67th largest city in Ohio.
So what would make you want to pack up and move to California?
The San Francisco Chronicle.
What?
They've got this terrific subscription offer.
The Chronicle?
If I buy 1 month, I get the second month free.
Second month free.
And besides, I've already sublet the mayor's mansion to Frank and Marie's Paradise Diner.
But we have a newspaper here, sir.
There's nothing like the Chronicle. They've got Herb Cain, Art Hoppe, Charles McCabe.
You could have it mailed.
I want the Chronicle Sporting Green fresh every morning.
I can't believe you'd give up all your power for a newspaper.
The Chronicle is Northern California's number one newspaper.
But, sir,
I want number one. I'm tired of 67.
Mr. Mayor, you have responsibilities here.
Yes, but nothing important.
Who's going to christen our new garbage truck?
I don't care about that.
And this year, Herndon City is host to the Miss Naked Ohio contest.
I don't. Call Frank and Marie and see if they moved in yet. I forgot about that.
If you haven't subscribed to the Chronicle in the last 60 days, call 777-7000 or your local dealer and ask for 2-for-1.
Come on, Frank, Marie. The mayor's desk can't be a salad bar. Yeah.
This election, there's only one candidate that stands for president.
For Brandy Goose, a paid political announcement.
This is ABBA in the name of the game. 8:15 at KNBR 68. Beautiful day. Sunshine's going to be warm. And the high in San Francisco, 67.
I'm
and make me show what I'm trying to conceal. If I trust in you, would you let me down? Would you let me down?
Frank Dill at 19 past 8, 8:19 in the morning, and Peter Lawford, good morning to you.
Just incredible news. Now, have you been following the story, Mike, with the painting at number 2 Pine Street in the closeout store? C.J. Dickman painted it in 1919,
right.
Apparently a relatively famous local artist,
right.
And the painting is sitting up there just wasting away currently in this closeout store. Well, listen to what's happening. The building is owned by Continental Insurance Companies, and I just talked with one of their vice presidents, Dave Harden, and in fact, it's the old Spreckles building, he says.
And I
said, listen, do you know that painting? He said, oh, yeah, I know that. I said, is anybody interested? He said, well, not until you called just now. Mm-hmm. I said, well, here's what we want to do. We want to come down and rescue that painting, get it off the wall, preserve it, and then donate it to an appropriate local museum.
Good idea.
Can we do that? And he says, sure.
He said, sure?
He said, write me a letter, and it's yours.
That's great.
So Isabel's writing the letter right now, and we have saved this C.J. Dickman.
Now, I remember you saying in one of your reports that that it would appear difficult to get down.
Yeah, it looks like, in fact, they say that somebody did try to get it down, and apparently it's glued, the canvas is somehow glued or stuck to the wall, so we need the help of, or at least the advice of somebody who
is in the
restoration business,
yeah.
The painting restoration or recovery business. So, but we've got about a week now to play with this and try to figure out how to get it off the wall, but we have saved the painting.
That's very nice of you.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. Why are you doing it? Why don't
I'm
you
an altruistic guy.
You are. I just happen to have a saying here. No, the paper has a saying. It says, some guy, Frank Verinchek, says, even small tokens of altruism are flaunted in our faces.
That's right.
And
here it is, 50,000 watts.
I'm glad you did.
It's happening Saturday, September 16th. The Emporium and Catwells are letting you choose. Letting you choose from every TV in their entire stock at 10% off. 10% off brand names like Sony, RCA, Zenith, and more. 10% off color consoles and portables. Black and white models and AC/DC Go Anywhere sets. 10% off every TV in Capwell's and the Emporium's entire stock. Only on Saturday, September 16th. You know what you want. You make the choice.
Hey, that's Continental Airlines music. The next next time you want to fly the coop, save with Continental's new chicken feed fares. You can save as much as 40% off regular coach fare on many flights. However, seats are limited and there are some restrictions depending on when and where you travel. Check your travel agent or Continental to find out how chicken feed fares can save you bread.
Remember, Continental offers daily 727 service to Albuquerque, El Paso, and San Antonio. Call for reservations. Who done it? If you promise not to tell, we'd like to take you to a private screening of the new Agatha Christie thriller from Paramount called Death on the Nile. Now, the screening is Thursday, September 21st in San Francisco. A chance to see the legendary Hercule Poirot and a star-studded cast in this private showing with everyone from KNBR 68. Now, for a chance to win 200 or 400 tickets we're giving away, send us a card with your name. You know what you better do? You better bring it down, because the deadline is tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Could you get it in one day? Write KNBR Preview, 1700 Montgomery, San Francisco, 94111, or drop a card or cards off at the station. Winners will receive the full-color Death on the Nile movie poster, furnished by Paramount Pictures, in exchange for promotional announcements and one winner per household, please. Please. 22 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's 8:22 in the morning. Valley on KNBR 68 in Greece. I just can't put Olivia Newton-John and Greaser in the same sentence. It just doesn't seem to work. 25 minutes past 8 o'clock. 8:25, and I'm Mike Clary, and good morning. What is going on here? Wait a minute, let me answer the phone. Hello, KNBR 68.
Yes, hello, Mike Clary.
Well, Tom Haggerty, how are you? What's going on?
Well, I want to know, did we go on to Mountain Time and somebody set the clocks 2 hours ahead?
No, you ninny, I'm working early.
Perhaps you've heard about the law offices of Yanello and Flippin. But if you haven't, we think you'd like to. There are convenient locations throughout the Bay Area, and each Yanello and Flippin office provides legal services for such needs as wills, personal injury, contracts, divorce, business matters, and much more, at very reasonable fees. How reasonable? Well, a consultation to discuss your problem and to decide whether or not you even need a lawyer
is just $20. And if you like, you can charge it on Bank AmeriCard, Visa, or MasterCharge. Hundreds of people have already discovered the law offices of Yanello and Flippin. Call 836-5300. That's 836-5300. In the San Jose area, 249-9340. 249-9340 for a brochure and fee schedule. Yanello and Flippin, when you need a lawyer and think you can't afford one.
Frank and I played in the Sarah Coventry Pro-Am. Had a good time yesterday, but now the golf action's underway that you want to watch. Roundhill Country Club in Alamo's the spot for the Sarah Coventry $100,000 LPGA golf tournament. Now, don't miss a single day of this grueling competition that pits Jane Blaylock, the defending champ, against 100 of the world's top women golfers. Now, it's the golf tournament you've been hearing about, the Sarah Coventry $100,000 LPGA. You can watch great golf action every day through Sunday at Roundhill Country Club in Alamo. They have tickets at the gate. You don't have to worry about picking them up in advance. And the proceeds benefit the Children's Home Society. And you'll see all the nice blue T-shirted ladies with the CHS on their fronts there. And those are the people who will see to it that you've got tickets to get in and watch this action. Here's Peter McCann.
Sometimes the love rhymes in the afternoon. Lose all their meaning with the rising moon.
Teaches school at Casey Smith Elementary in San Jose. She is credited with perhaps saving the lives of some of her students by warning them to lie down, take cover on the playground, as that light plane with a dead engine glided toward the school yesterday afternoon. The pilot of the aircraft, Francis Allen, may get his heroism award posthumously. Investigators now believe Allen deliberately steered his disabled plane into the school parking lot, managing to avoid the crowded building and the playground. Three dead, one survivor, Lawrence Herbst, listed in stable condition at a San Jose hospital this morning. 8:31, good morning, I'm Mark Provo with news from KNDR 68. San Francisco is kicking out students who sneak into school. when it's the wrong school. Pat Farnak explains.
San Francisco public school officials cracking down on students who use false addresses to switch schools. They caught four students doing this just last week. Assistant Superintendent Izzy Pivnik talks about why it's such a big deal.
When you have a period of desegregation, any loopholes that you allow to exist can thwart the effort. And it causes people to take the kind of action that we would hope they wouldn't and that we couldn't endorse.
Pivnik says in 3 weeks they'll make a thorough check of all the student rolls.
Down south, meanwhile, NBC's Dan Blackburn is standing by with an update on the big crosstown busing effort.
If there is one thing that is not clear as the third day of Los Angeles school desegregation program gets underway, it is the answer to the question of how many youngsters actually are taking part. Late Wednesday, school officials released attendance figures showing that overall attendance is at 97% of normal for this time of year. But they could give no breakdown on how many children really are riding the buses and going to integrated classes in grades 4 through 8, the grades affected by the desegregation program. And they said it may be some time before those figures are available.
Fresno State professors have given a big vote of no confidence to campus president Norman Baxter after Baxter canned a popular assistant. In Washington, Marina Oswald Porter, widow of Lee Harvey Oswald, says she believes there was no conspiracy that her former husband killed President John F. Kennedy on his own. Latest leak from Camp David, the Israelis have agreed to pull out of the occupied West Bank completely. The Israeli embassy in Washington says the story is ridiculous. The battle over raw milk continues in Sacramento. Governor Brown now has on his desk legislation which would remove from the state health department the authority to inspect the Altadena dairy, where health inspectors found salmonella earlier this year. The legislation turned such authority over to the L.A. Milk Board, considered to be very pro-dairy, and the health department director is now urging the governor to veto that bill.
SkyTrain service comes to town.
Comes to town, comes to town. London Price is falling down.
Thanks to Freddie Laker.
London prices are falling down. Thanks to Freddie Laker. Introducing Laker SkyTrain Air Passenger Service. Los Angeles to London for only $220 one way. Starting September 27th, you can take off on a daily direct flight from L.A. International Airport for only $220. You buy the ticket the day you want to fly. It assures you of one of 345 seats available every day. And don't stand by. Fly Laker SkyTrain service for only $220. Now, the ticket sales locations include L.A. International Airport, the Ambassador Hotel, Disneyland Hotel, Van Nuys Flyaway Bus Terminal, ASUCLA Travel Service, and Jet Exchange in Whittier. Laker, the scheduled airline with a difference. It's cheaper. For information about SkyTrain service Los Angeles to London, call 213-646-9600.
You may sit down now.
Thank you.
Bay Area weather, fair skies, highs in the upper 60s on the coast, low 80s inland, a little bit cooler than yesterday, going for 79 in San Jose, 83 degrees in Concord. We have small craft warnings posted for the bay this afternoon. And 835, 55 degrees in San Rafael, 61 in Oakland, 62 now in San Jose, 62 degrees in downtown San Francisco. Now, Mike Clary with Franklin Sports.
Wait, with a question you introduced me? What is this? I will tell you right now that Frank Dill's play in the Sarah Coventry Pro-Am is not at the top of the news. I probably won't even put it at the bottom of the news. Major League Roundup California teams. In the majors last night, the Giants to the Braves 5-3 in 12 innings. The Giants' fifth loss in a row, eighth game in nine games. They now trail the division-leading Dodgers by seven. The Dodgers, meantime, continue their hot streak with a 6-0 win over Houston. They now have won four straight, 12-16 games, 27 of 37 starts. The Padres whipped the Reds 6-2. In the American League, the Rangers beat California 6-4 to drop the Angels three games behind Kansas City in the American League West. Meantime, in Kansas City, the Royals whipped the A's 9-1 in a rain-delayed game. The Oakland Raiders have apparently lost veteran running back Clarence Davis, hurt last Sunday against San Diego. Davis flew to Los Angeles this week for an examination of an injured knee. Terry Robiskie, the second-year 210-pound man from Louisiana State, expected to replace Davis in the starting lineup when Oakland calls on Green Bay Sunday. And Nancy Lopez heads the field in the $100,000 golf tournament starting today at Round Hill Country Club in Alamo. Comes to the event with season earnings of $156,947, a huge smile and a nice swing. An all-time record for the LPGA Tour. Joanne Garner and Pat Bradley, the other big winners on the LPGA Tour, also in the field. And, of course, the defending champ, Jane Blaylock.
Come on in, America. Come on in today. It's National Chevy Week all across the U.S.
in America during National Chevy Week, September 15th through the 23rd. Chevy dealers everywhere will be offering you some great Chevy values. There's a big selection of cars and trucks for you to choose from, and many dealers are extending their hours.
It's National Chevy Week all across the USA.
Great values on cars like Chevy Chevette, Monte Carlo, and the Chevrolet Caprice and Impala. On trucks like Chevy Bob and Blazer, and on Chevy Vans, too. It all happens during National Chevy Week, September 15th through the 23rd at your Chevy dealers.
Come on in, America. Come on in today. It's National Chevy Week all across the USA.
That's sports. And I'm Mike Clary on KNBR 68 where the good times go on. 23 minutes before 9 o'clock, it's 8:37 in the morning. Cruise on KNBR 68 at 19 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:41 in the morning. I'm Mike Clary for the Morning Mayor, Frank Dill. Yesterday was the Sarah Coventry Pro-Am kickoff ceremony to a four-day $100,000 event that gets competitively underway today. Frank Dill was fantastic yesterday. Not only did he play golf, but I'm sure he would have won the In Style Award for the golf day, and most of the people commenting on what they considered to be just pretty much a very chic attire for the golf course. Let me describe, first of all, Frank's outfit. To describe his swing is impossible. But Frank wore his favorite plaid Bermuda shorts.
He had his Pablo Cruz T-shirt on. He had his little knit hat made with Ole cans. And then he was wearing those low-cut socks with his golf shoes that have the little balls in the back. And I'm telling you, the guy was sensational.
Okay, you're the daddy and I'm the mommy. Now, what would you like for breakfast, dear?
Smucker's.
Oh, roll out.
I'll go to the store.
Remember to get Smucker's strawberry jam in the big 2-pound jar. It's the best jam because there's no preservatives and no artificial flavoring. You can taste the strawberries in every bite. Now, here's 3 pennies. Don't forget to bring home the change.
Smucker's strawberry jam in the 2-pound jar.